أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Surah Al-Isra, today we will look at section number 9, and that is ayah 101 to 105. And there's a transition, and it goes to Prophet Musa. Remember at the beginning of the surah, when we looked at the second section, it started with Musa. And here we come back to Musa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in ayah 101 says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَلَقَدْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى تِسْعَ آيَاتٍ بَيِّنَاتٍ. And certainly we give Musa 9 clear signs. And the connotation is, you're asking for all those ludicrous demands to be able to believe in the Prophet. Here we gave Fir'aun 9 signs, and yet it made no difference. So, فَاسْأَلْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ, ask the children of Israel, إِذْ جَاءَهُمْ, when he came to them, فَقَالَ لَهُ فِرْعَوْنُ, Fir'aun said to him, إِنِّي لَعَذُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَصْخُورًا, I see you, O Musa, as a victim of magic. Now remember the words Fir'aun said, إِنِّي لَعَذُنَّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَصْخُورًا, I see you as a victim of magic. And before I go to the second ayah, what were the 9 signs? The staff turned into a serpent. His hand had a bright white glow. A drought in Egypt which led to shortage of food. There was widespread deaths. There was a flood. There were locusts. There were lice. There were frogs. And the Nile became a river of blood. And none of these made any difference. Now ayah 102. Qala, he said, that is Musa said, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا أَنزَلَ حَوْلَاي إِلَّا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَصَائِرَ. He's telling Fir'aun, you know that none but the Rabb of the heavens and the earth has sent down these as clear proofs that you can see. And now look at the same thing, same words he uses to Fir'aun with a different word. He said, وَإِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ يَا فِرْعَوْنُ مَثْبُورًا. Fir'aun told him, إِنِّي لَأَذُنُّكَ يَا مُوسَى مَصْحُورًا. Most surely I see you, Musa, as a victim of magic. Musa tells him, most surely I see you, O Fir'aun, as somebody who is really as good as dead. So what happens? فَأَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَفِزَّهُم مِّنَ الْأَرْضِ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُ وَمَنْ مَعْهُ جَمِيعًا. Fir'aun, he desired to chase them out of the earth, but we drowned him and those with him all together. So Fir'aun wanted to chase the Bani Israel and Prophet Musa out. So Allah is saying all of them were drowned and all those that were with him too. وَقُلْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. And then we told him and the Bani Israel, أُسْكُنُوا الْأَرْضَ, settle in the land, for إِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. When the final promise arrives, we will bring you multitude of tribes and people all together. لَفِيفًا are a group of people that belong to different families that come together. وَبِالْحَقِّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ وَبِالْحَقِّ نَزَلَ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا مُبَشِّرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And with truth have we revealed it, and with truth did it come. And we have not sent you but as a giver of good news and as a warner. The commandment was issued that this book will come down with purpose, and the entire delivery is done purposefully. Inshallah, we will continue with Surah Al-Isra tomorrow. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.